Good morning, everyone. It's Rabbi Nicole Auerbach. Thrilled to be back with you here this morning. We're going to start off with a poem by Alden Salavi. It's called First Bird. The first bird of morning sings alone. For the joy of breathing, for the glory of seeing, for the love of being alive and awake in this world. The second bird of morning sings a duet. In the gentle breeze, as daybreak meets the earth, with the wonder of being alive and awake in this world. Then the chorus appears, the pitch rises. Still, they make space for solos and for silence. They make space to hear. They make space to rejoice in being alive and awake in this world. We have a lot of prayers and blessings about waking up, about the experience of waking up. I thought of that poem because I was recently on a meditation retreat and the power went out. And so I had my window open in the evening to cool off, and the birds wake up very, very early before sunrise. And I remember thinking just how happy they were, or happy, I don't know how they were feeling, but how happy I imagined they were to be awake. And it reminded me of when I had babies, and one of them would wake up very early, and you would take a look to see, are they going to go back to sleep? And you say, nope, they're happy to be awake. So we have lots of these prayers and blessings about waking up. We have Mode Ani, which thanks God for returning our souls to us in the morning. We have these blessings called Nisim B'chol Yom, the blessings for everyday miracles. And these connect the everyday actions that we take when we are first waking up to the bigger miracles of the world. So when we put our feet on the floor, we bless God for spreading out the earth over the waters. And when we open our eyes, we give thanks for God opening the eyes of the blind, for doing these miracles that help bring revelation to the world. So today we are going to focus on the joy of realizing that we are awake. So often when we meditate, right, we pick an object of our focus, whether that's the breath or the feeling of our hands on our thighs, or maybe a sound in the room, the sound of the fan or the sounds outside. And we choose for this period of time to focus our attention, to practice noticing. We pick one thing to pay attention to. And then, when inevitably our minds wander and we find that we're thinking about what we need to buy at the store later, or remembering something, we can tend to judge ourselves for letting our minds wander, right? There's a little bit of like tension there. And we sort of yank back our attention. Oh, I wasn't supposed to be thinking about my grocery list. I was supposed to be focusing on my breath. Okay, now I'm going to do it. I'm going to buckle down, focus on my breath. And there's that sort of grasping and not such a gentle redirection of our attention back to where we want it. But actually, if the point of meditation is to be awake and aware to the moment that we are living in, then that moment when we realize that our attention has wandered is the moment when we are finally awake and aware, right? That's the moment where we realize, oh, my mind has wandered. I'm awake. I'm awake and aware in this moment, and I can now choose where to redirect my attention. That's the moment. That's the moment that we're working on. And so it's worth celebrating. And so today, I would like, instead of that sort of yanking or self-judgment in the moment when our mind wanders, I would love for us to celebrate. Celebrate that moment when we are actually awake and aware. This was suggested to me at the retreat I was at last week by Rabbi Sam Finesmith. And I found myself, whenever my attention would wander and I would realize it, I would say to myself, hooray, hooray, I'm awake. And I talked to other folks at the retreat and some of them, right? And it completely changes, or it has the potential to completely change the emotional feeling of that moment when we realize that our mind has wandered. And if your mind is particularly active this morning, then these celebrations may come very close together. It may be like fireworks for you, right? You may get to celebrate several times in the span of a couple months, and that's okay. It's just more chances to practice. So as we get started, I'll invite you to find a comfortable seat. Need to adjust any pillows or cushions. Make sure your body's in a position where you can feel relatively comfortable for the next 20 minutes or so. Let's take a deep breath. Let it out. If your eyes are still open, maybe try closing them if that's comfortable for you. And then open them back up a little bit, just with a soft focus. And as you close them, allow yourself to be supported. Just rest right here. There's nowhere you need to go and nothing you need to do other than be right here, right now, alive and awake in this moment. Now choose the object of your attention this morning. The breath is a convenient one since it's always around, and we don't have to control it. But if focusing on your breath is not comfortable for you, feel free to pick a sound in the room or the feeling of your back against the chair. And if you find during this time of sitting that there is a persistent distraction that just keeps on making its way into your attention, it's okay to make that the object of your attention. It's okay to switch. But try to start with one intention, like the breath. Our mantra today comes from Lecha Dodi, that liturgical poem that we sing on Friday nights. In verse 5, it starts off, Hitorari, Hitorari, awake, awake. Hitorari also sounds a little bit like a bird, like bird song in the morning. You can imagine a bird tweeting, Hitorari, Hitorari. So that is our mantra. hitoreri, or just awake. Awake and alive. Awake and alive. And when you find that your attention wanders, in that moment, when you realize that your attention has wandered, take a tiny moment to celebrate. Yay! I'm awake. I will keep track of the time. invite you to start calling yourself back and wiggle your fingers and your toes. Allow your eyes to open. Take a deep breath. Welcome back to now. I'll offer one more poem to close. This is also by Alden Salovey. It's called Finding God. Finding God is as simple as breathing in the morning air, as simple as seeing the light around you, as simple as feeling your heartbeat fill your chest. Learning to breathe, to see, to feel the presence of holiness, that is the secret. That is the journey. How quiet and still, how open and aware, how ready and willing must we be to see the extraordinary in the mundane before we can see a bush in flames that is not consumed, before we take off our shoes in the light of awe and majesty. Finding God is as simple as breathing in mystery, as simple as seeing the radiance around you, as simple as feeling glory fill your limbs and wonder fill your chest. My prayer for us this morning as we go into our day is that we have many moments during this day when we realize we are awake, that we are fully awake and aware in this moment so that we can choose how to proceed. And that when we are awake and aware, we might find God is there with us. Have a beautiful morning, everyone.